Today's podcast is sponsored by Wonderful Pistachios, where delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts out there, and each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. It is no secret how much I love pistachios. I love pistachios. It is part of my identity, and honestly, there are so many fantastic flavors. My personal favorite is the Wonderful Pistachios No Salt. It has a little blue emblem on it for the bag. So delicious. I know others love the roasted and salted, even lightly salted. There's a sweet chili that's good, a salt and pepper. There are so many options, and you can have them in the shell or no shell. Cracking each pistachio open one at a time? Yes, Wonderful Pistachios is the only exception I make for playing with my food. It is fun and protein all in one bite. Go ahead and visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more or pick up a bag at your local store. Let's get to cracking and let's get to snacking. Welcome to the Fun and Games Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Lupton, and let the games begin. What's up, you guys, and welcome back to the Fun and Games Podcast. We have the long-awaited guest of the century with us today, celebrating episode 100 on the Fun and Games Podcast. What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 100. I'm your host, Brittany Lupton, and with me today is...
It's Darian.
What was that?
Yeah, what the freak is up, everybody?
How's it been? Long hiatus, bro.
Oh my gosh,
it's been since April or March since you've been on, and so much has happened. We're like different people, I feel like, from that time.
It is. School's gotten really busy, so I'm so sorry that I've neglected you guys from the bottom of my heart. I feel the guilt.
Aw.
It's almost parent guilt, you know? I feel like I've neglected a child, and I just want you to know that hopefully it won't happen for that long again.
Yeah, we've really, honestly, like, I've missed having you on the podcast, and I feel like everyone has too. So we're so happy to have you back, especially for the juicy episode of today. We are doing gym confessions.
I love these.
You know, these are the best, and they're the best to do with you too.
I got to be honest, I have to do these because then I can just kind of speak my mind, and I don't have to come up with any new, unique things out of my brain because school has already sucked all of that out of me. So then these are just chill for me. I get to read you guys the stories.
Yeah.
And it's like date night for me and Brett. This is
we got to, you know, bond over your stories and laugh about them together. So that's cool. Yeah. Kate, let's give a little update. I feel like you have not been on so long. We'll give a little weekly update. Anything else you want to just spitball out there?
All right. So proud dad, there's two huge things that we've both taught Vinny to do, but I mean, I've been a huge force. So I'm going to take the dad card on this one. Did you tell him he knows how to ride a bike now?
Yeah, but you're taking the dad force on that one? You're taking claim for teaching Vinny to ride the bike. I will say you were the first one to take the training wheels off and do it with him, though.
Yes.
You were the first, but I do take him every single
day. She takes him all the time. So
no, but go ahead. You know, 50, go 50. Ahead. Yeah.
I'm just so proud, though, because like every dad wants to see their little boy ride a bike and be the one to like run alongside him. And so we went out, and first Vinny was like, Daddy, can you take the baby wheels off? And I was like, what do you mean? And he pointed to the training wheels. I was like, oh my gosh, he's ready. Like, I didn't even think about asking him if he wanted to. He just told me. So then he tried, and he was like, Dad, hold on. Like, he wanted me to hold on to him really tight, wouldn't let me let him go. And that was the first day. The second day was about a week later, and he was like, okay, Dad, hold on. And I was like, you got this, buddy. And I kind of just like gave him a shove and made sure he had enough speed. And he just started going and he didn't fall and he kept it up. And then he just like, after that, whenever Vinny gets something, he doesn't want help. He's like, no. Now I can do it on my own. I don't want any help. So he from then on was like, no, Dad, I got it. He's just so cute.
It was the coolest thing. I was so sad I wasn't there. I don't remember where I was, but Darian started sending me all these videos and I freaked out. I was like, oh my gosh, I wish I was home right now. Like, I want to be experiencing his first time without training wheels right now. But Vinny is somebody who will just come in and like want to try something and then just go for it. Like, he literally just picked up the basketball 2 days ago and is now just running around the house dribbling with both hands.
like full on playing basketball. I'm like, what? He just has that innate nature of wanting to try new things. So it's so fun. I feel like Darren and I talk about all the time. This is such a fun stage of life. I am not like the newborn phase. Girl, get through it. If you are like pregnant right now, or if you're going through early postpartum, like get through it. It gets so, so much fun as they get older.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, especially as they can communicate. I feel like we've both seen a lot of his firsts though, and had a good balance. Like,
yeah.
For how busy things are, I do think we do a good job. Like, you get to be home with him a lot and
yeah,
do things with him. And then,
I mean, yeah.
Like after clinicals, actually, I was just like, I'm not studying, you know, sorry, teachers. And I'm just like, I'm going to spend time with Vinny. And that was when I taught him. He had been riding bikes with mom, obviously, like a lot.
No, but you know what? It's actually so important that you get that time, because I spend pretty much all day, every single day with him. But for you to be able to have those like huge first big moments, I am so happy you get them. Like, no, 100%. I would have been too timid, and I don't even know how to take the training wheels off, so it would have only been you. So kudos to you.
But I also, yeah, that's a good point, because I need those. Because going through 3 years of school would have been a bummer if I looked back and was like, man, I missed so much of Vinny's life. So I don't know. Little plug to, like, we know all of you are freaking busy out there, whether it's college, whether it's like high school and trying to balance that and work, whether it's your a parent with multiple kids trying to figure out your gym life. And again, like, everyone's busy, man. And you just want to make sure you live life to where you can look back and be like, you know what? I did my best at that time, and yeah, I have no regrets.
No, you really do. And that's something I do have to thank you for, is with your demanding schedule, like as soon as you walk in the door, like your work brain is off and you're fully present at home. And you just took Vinny fishing today.
Yeah.
So we'll move it along, because I have a lot of good things to say about you, but
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Dude, I took Vinny fishing for his, we had been fishing like several times, teaching him how to cast and things like that.
Something, again, Vinny was pretty interested in, and Darian's like, hey, you know what? I want to foster this. Like, we went to Dick's Sporting Goods, and he was like, I want this cool fishing rod. And Darian's like, yeah, like, why not go fishing? So it was really cool.
I'm not gonna lie, I kind of like put things in his brain. I'm like, hey, dude, do you want to, like, he likes fish. So I was like, dude, you want to try to catch fish? And he's like, yeah, Dad, I want to catch a shark. So we went out today. We'd been fishing for a while, but he hasn't caught anything. And so we finally went to this little, like, nice little private fishing spot where you can actually go out onto a dock and just, like, sit down and cast out. And there's all these little fish that come up to the dock and just, like, bite on your bait. And so Vinny, I don't know if Britt's going to, like, share any stories, like, on her Instagram or whatever, but Vinny caught his first fish today.
He did.
And he could not stop smiling, but it was really cute because he wanted to like put it right back in the water after he caught it. He's like, he would squeal and just be so happy. And he's like, wait, Daddy, okay, I want, it needs to go back in the water. It needs to go back in the water. I'm like, okay, let's help it go back in the water, bud.
Yeah, no, it was so cute. The videos were so, it was like just such a tender thing. I let Darian have some like father-son time, go out and do the fishing, and getting those videos was so fun. That makes my heart melt.
Oh yeah,
it was really cool.
It was a blast.
Those are some good updates, a little tidbit into our life. And now, without further ado, let's jump into some gym confessions. We're gonna go ahead and start with the ones emailed in. We're gonna read some of them, and of course these are gonna be anonymous. A huge thank you to everyone who writes in. Genuinely, thank you so much. It makes this podcast so much more fun, and it's just been too long since we've done one of these episodes. Darian, in honor of being the guest, go ahead and read the first one.
Okay, Jim, this is a gym confession. This person says, hi, first of all, I love you guys, and I'm so happy you're doing another gym confession podcast together. Okay, so a couple years ago, I was using the Stairmaster machine as I always did to warm up. I was listening to my music, and suddenly my AirPod falls out of my ear and into the machine. Oh man, we've heard of one of these before.
Because it happened to me. Keep going.
All right, I quickly stopped the machine and looked for it. I couldn't find it, so I went up to the gym staff and explained to them what was going on. Two of them came over to try and find it, and they ended up having to take the whole machine apart and found it. The entire time, people were staring at me and wondering why they were taking the machine apart. And after they found my AirPod, I went about my workout off the Stairmaster and then went home. Every time I went back to that gym, the workers would make a joke about me losing my AirPods and saying things like, be careful on the Smith machine today. I went to that gym for another year until I ended up moving away. Thanks for sharing my story, and I hope you had a bit of a laugh.
Dude, okay, this is crazy to me because, one, this is so funny. This literally happened to me maybe 2 years ago, too, and they had to take the whole machine apart. What's funny? Oh,
wait. Okay, I'm an idiot. I was like, wait, I swear this person shared this story before. That was you.
That's what I said. No, this happened to me.
No, I knew you dropped your headphones. I forgot they took the whole machine apart.
They took the whole machine apart. And what's funny is when they went back into the machine, what they found was like 10 or 15 more like AirPods. Okay, maybe 10 is an exaggeration, but there were at least 3 or 4 other half AirPods, a full case in the Stairmaster. Like there was so much stuff in that Stairmaster people have dropped. And when that happened, I said, how on earth, like how does it happen? The machine just like eats it. It was so crazy. So this is so funny. And I love that they tease you about that. I'm so proud of you for like going to ask somebody because I was almost too embarrassed to ask, but I did. And dude, that's so funny. I wonder how many other people that's happened to.
I'm
that's
so two. Dead because I was like, I swear I've heard this before. And it was, it's my own wife. It's Britt.
That's when we went to the old gym. Oh, I miss that gym. All right. It's my turn to read. Okay. Embarrassing gym story, the official barbell girl. Hi, Britt and Darian and cute little Vinny. I want to start by saying you guys are the best and I love the podcast. My embarrassing gym story goes back to 2021 when I first started going to the gym and working out. I was still new to all the equipment and accessories and honestly probably just being my clumsy self. I was working out legs and getting ready to do barbell squats. Our gym typically has one of those little barbell clips available at each squat rack, but this day they were gone from the one I was using. And since my husband wasn't with me, I didn't have our personal ones with me as well. So I'm getting ready, loading the bar. I can't remember how many plates I had, but I know it was more than one on each side. Remember, I don't have clips to secure the plates. I back up from the rack and begin to do a set. As I'm getting ready to rack the bar, I rack it as I normally do, which I now know is improper. I start to set one side, then the other, but before I can even set the first side down, the bar starts to tilt, causing my plates to slide off. It all happens so fast that I can't even react. The plates on one side completely fall off, rolling onto the platform next to me. Then, since the bar is offset, the other side starts to slide off the plates and roll onto the other platform. At this point, I'm standing with the bare bar on my back, and I probably look like a deer in headlights. I quickly rack the empty bar and start chasing the plates. Thankfully, one, no one got hurt. It almost could have been very bad. And two, the people beside me helped me grab the loose plates and re-rack them with me. It was so mortifying, but also something that would totally happen to me. Now I never work out without clipping my weights, even if it's just 10 pounds. Love y'all. Oh, I'm so glad that that wasn't worse. But man, when you're just in the gym, it's probably so loud as they're freaking clonking on the platform. It's like, and you're like, oh man, like you're just so embarrassed. And then the other side goes, I'm glad that you didn't fall with it. Like I see those gym fail videos where, oh, I'm so glad you're safe.
Miss Anonymous. You have now been initiated into the strength training world. This is like the thing that just happens to everyone who tries to like push themselves and lift heavy. This happens like once to every person. It's happened to me.
Oh, do tell. I've never heard this
story. It's happened to, weight room in high school.
Oh, man.
You know, when you're just trying to figure out, or like your buddy will rack up one side with, and it's usually when you're doing like squats and heavier weights because they'll put on like two plates on one side and then like your buddy will unrack the entire other side and then the other side starts tipping because the opposite side's empty.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is just like for some reason, like it shouldn't happen, right?
But it does. Man.
And you've now been initiated.
You know, I will say I did do, for a gym confession quick, I was doing hack squat and I did like two sets and I was like, man, why is the right side so much heavier? I finally look because no one had like re-racked it. I went and there was a 45 on each side. I didn't realize on the right side there was another 25. So I was doing 45 on the left side and a 45 with a 25 on the other side. It was just hitting because I didn't look yet. And I was like, dude, oh, that bad mistake, bro. That's a rookie mistake. All right, Darian.
All right, juicy gym confession. When my BF and I had recently started dating, we're now married, he hadn't yet met my family. I had my sister secretly come watch us while we were at the gym to see if he and I looked good together working out.
What?
And he still doesn't know. Oh, this is hilarious.
Wait. Oh, wait, that is kind of good idea.
I can, okay.
No, I see that.
People are going to say this is shallow, which honestly it kind of is.
But I mean,
there's something to be said about like having a partner that can do the same things as you or have the same interests. And the gym is a big one. Like for me, I wanted a girl who was athletic. And I remember it clear as day. I broke up with a girl the day after we went to like a trampoline park or whatever. We went in like a group just to have fun. And the way she was jumping, she was like so unathletic.
He got the ick.
I can't get it out of my mind. I just was like, oh man, I couldn't do it. So, you know, if you don't look good together at the gym or your sister's like, oh yeah, he gives me the ick or, you know, whatever. I can see how that's important.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was also just like, see if they look good together, like the couple.
I know, I'm thinking way too deep.
You're like, does he actually look good working out? Can you please check out my boyfriend? Like, is he hot?
Is he
like,
a dud?
Does he have good form or is he cringe? That's funny. No, I was like, you know, are they cute together? Oh, that's what a good sis. I love that.
That's so funny. Wait, he still doesn't know. Well, you should tell him. You should tell him.
You casually have this playing in the car, like at the exact spot he gets in the car, and you're just like, play.
Well, it's one of those funny stories that, no, that's true. He, like, finds it out on the podcast, and you're like, that was us. So, that's one of those funny stories, that, like, 2 years later.
Yeah. Like, well, they're married now.
You're definitely super married, so he's like, oh, that's funny.
Yeah, that's awesome. That would have been so cute. Okay, my next one, gym confession. Hi, Britt. We met at the Gymshark Whitney Simmons event in LA a couple years ago, and I loved your energy. I've been following you ever since, and I've been listening to Fun and Gain since day one. Woo-woo! Love you, girly. I wanted to share a slightly embarrassing gym story with you. I go to a small gym in my town before work every morning, and there are a few regulars there at the same time every day, mostly the retired crowd. One day while lifting, one of the older men came up to me, and he told me he noticed the changes in my body in a good way, and that I have really toned up. Honestly, this was the first comment I got from somebody noticing changes, so I was actually quite flattered and went home to tell my husband about my new gym boyfriend. The next day, he came up to me again and said pretty much the same thing. I thought maybe he doesn't remember talking to me yesterday, but then I watched him proceed to go around and give compliments to other younger ladies that were also in the gym. I guess I was just one of the plenty to him, but it was still nice while it lasted, and at least he got me to hype myself up. Thanks for being an inspiration, and P.S. Hi, Darian and Vinny.
Hello.
Oh, man. Man, you know what? At least he gassed you up, though. You know, even if he's complimenting other people, he still gassed you up. So take that win. We're taking that W. I don't think you need to be embarrassed, but it does. Like, you know, when you're like, oh, I feel so good. Like, you feel special. And then you're like, oh, he's also saying that to other people. Like, meh.
I mean, if you definitely didn't look good, you would probably think he was lying. So that means you actually look good. So-
Darian, what? Also, you have a husband who probably thinks you're so hot. So, like... who cares? That's crazy though. Man. Have you ever had random compliments in the gym?
No. It's not from girls.
Wait, yeah, no, the other day the guy.
From guys, yeah.
You were supposed to be spotting me.
I was supposed to be spotting Britt, but this guy was gassing me up on my deadlifts and he was like,
you deserved that.
He was just complimenting my deadlifts because I'm not gonna lie, guys, I'm really strong. So I'm totally kidding.
You are.
I needed to spot Britt, but I was talking to this guy because he was gassing me up, and so I forgot to spot Britt. Yeah, sorry, Britt. No. I'm honestly that last story. I was totally expecting it to go like gym creep, but that girl was. It's nice and refreshing to just hear that people aren't so hateful. She's like, I'm gonna take the dub, even though he says it to everyone else, and honestly, might be a little creepy because he's just talking to all the younger girls. It's a compliment. I'll take it.
Yeah.
Nice take.
For the win.
Nice, refreshing take.
Nice, refreshing quencher.
To the guy, do better. You know, come up with, sincere compliments. But, I mean...
but they probably are sincere compliments. Like, I bet everybody in that gym's a baddie.
you know what? Maybe he goes to a great gym.
Yeah. He's got a lot of baddies. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry a bunch of different stressors. Recently, Darian and I are working through moving, him graduating, taking boards, wrapping up things here in Michigan, and our cross-country move to Florida. like us, I assume that you also probably have a lot of things that are going on in your life and some stressors, whether they are big or small. And oftentimes we can keep them bottled up and then it can start to affect us negatively. But therapy can be a safe place for you to get things off of your chest and try to work through whatever is weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, go ahead and give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Brit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Brit. Today, I'm welcoming a new podcast sponsor, Shrank Grills. If you haven't heard about these yet, today is the day. Darian and I cannot wait to move to Florida and start our hosting era, and this is the perfect way to do it. These grills heat up to over 1,500 degrees in less than 5 minutes, and it uses the exact same infrared technology as the world's best steakhouses. So things are going to cook really fast. Your steaks can be ready in as little as 3 minutes, and salmon as well. Big salmon girly over here. We're trying to get all of our protein gains, and this delivers on flavor because everything is juicier on a grill. They also have a dip tray at the bottom. This is probably my favorite feature of these grills. You can let all the steak juices just drip to the bottom of the drip tray, and then it's going to create these brown bits. And you can add butter, spices, oils into that dip tray also, and then pour all the juices back onto the steak. And this makes such a big difference in flavor. This grill isn't just for steak, though. You can also cook chicken wings, hamburgers, seafood, even pizza with their pizza stone accessories. So if you've been on the fence for your summer grilling, look no further and get your Shrank Grill today. That's spelled S-C-H-W-A-N-K, Shrank Grills. You can use code FUNANDGAINS to get $150 off a Shrank Grill.
Oh. Wait, what?
Nothing. I was going to say lucky guy.
Darian. Okay, we're going to read some of the ones that are from Instagram now, the podcast Instagram, and then my personal Instagram. These are a little bit shorter, so it'll be fun to blaze through some of them. The first one, I'll read two, and then you can read two. It'll say, "This morning I tripped on the curb as I was walking into the gym. I haven't fallen in so long." Ooh.
That's a good, you're like listening to your favorite song, you're jacked up, and then you trip and it just freaking screws everything up.
Your toe just catches an extra drag. On leg day, I'm falling everywhere, so I feel that, but we all been there. Okay. "I will only try new workouts at the gym when I am the only one there or there are only very few people there."
Oh. Ooh, that's actually
a confession, yeah.
Dude, sometimes I still feel that way. Yeah.
No, I actually feel that new workouts, I feel that because you don't want like other people to look at you if you're still trying to figure things out because it's very vulnerable. I feel that.
This one says, "All of a sudden, I walk into the gym and they're filming the next season of 90 Day Fiancé."
What? I need to know all the details. Who was it? What gym? I don't even watch that show, but was it like the promo for one of the people?
I want to hear more about this. I want to hear you tried to like fake that you were on staff.
Yeah, no, yeah. Or they like probably in the background. Like,
they 100% had security that was like screening everyone.
Like, were they already married or were they like, you know, is it like the promo? You know, when you do like The Bachelor and it's like, yeah, I like the gym. And then they're like filming in some gym and the guy's like trying to work out or the girl, you know?
Oh, man. What are they called? Like the pre, like the intros.
Yeah,
for
the promos.
Love Island and stuff. Yeah.
Oh, Love Island.
I'm an accountant. I mean, I don't just work for myself.
Everyone says the new season's really good.
Is it really?
Yeah.
For
Love Island.
Dude, I have to watch. I have to split it up as if it's only like 20 episodes and just skip a few episodes every time.
Oh,
and
for
just,
sure.
And just hope I don't miss any crazy juicy things going on.
Yeah.
But like the 60 whatever episodes is so much.
Yeah, no, I skip for sure.
Somehow each one is good though.
Yeah.
It's just a lot.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of commitment.
Agreed.
Which is ironic because that show, there's no commitment. But okay.
We're more committed than the contestants.
Okay, I'm going to sound like a noob. I managed to get Barry's free for a whole year.
Barry's Boot Camp.
Barry. Oh.
Yeah, it's like these cool workout camps. Okay, maybe we need you to spill the tea on that one, but I don't think we even have a Barry's near here.
Wait, that's sick.
Yeah.
This next one says team socks and slides.
Yeah.
Dude, I wore Crocs to the gym one time, and I'm not even trying to be trendy. Like, personally, I think the whole, like, checkered sweatpants with tank top.
Pajama pants.
I think it's dumb. However, like, I think it's dumb. I would never do it. But I also wear sweats to the gym, you know, for leg day or something like that.
To each their own, man.
Yeah, so it's like, I mean, how are sweats any different? You can make that argument. Socks and slides. What are you going to do if you drop a plate on your foot? Just saying.
I'd be rocking socks and slides. Normally when I'm lifting, though, I definitely have shoes on.
I think this is like an athlete take. Because, like, athletes wear socks and slides every single day of the week.
Yeah, it's such a vibe.
Yeah. And you can...
And if it's a leg day, you're taking your shoes off to do some of those compound lifts anyway. Sometimes you do squats, hip thrusts, and deadlifts without... Or even Bulgarians I've done without shoes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
No, I feel that.
All right. And then this... this is kind of funny.
Okay, just read it.
No, you read it.
Oh, okay. Sometimes I skip on wiping down the equipment, but I really don't sweat much, but this is still bad.
That's really funny. I mean, during COVID season, you would have gotten a lot of hate for that.
Oh my!
I think that's kind of funny.
Trigger warning.
I always look at my lat pull down seat after I get up, and it's a trip.
Darian, any of your seats, dude? How? Dude,
it's a trip.
So bad. No.
All right, here
dude,
you
got a pool.
Here.
The goop. Girl, okay. Girl, the way I toot sometimes and pray no one has headphones in can hear it. What? There's a vibe they said too. I'm sorry. Yeah, I think there's another one in here about farting too. I think, you know, sometimes the farts help power the lifts.
No, dude, abs.
I'm just kidding.
Hold on. Oh. So what lift powers your toots the most?
None.
No.
I'm not a farter in the gym.
False. Have you ever done the ab machine where you lock your legs in at the top and then it's a decline sit up. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my
so
gosh.
Wait, look at the spike on
that. I'm gonna throw up.
The
oh,
microphone
so
peaked. Okay. So those ones, those ones
that
it's,
sound.
It's very hard to hold on to your integrity.
Gosh, you have no integrity. You should
It's hard to hold on to your integrity on the decline sit-up. So I feel you, girlfriend.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, this one says, I like my personal trainer.
Ooh.
With like the peaky face.
You just ask for a couple more stretches at the beginning and end of your workout.
Oh, take it easy.
Okay. Whew. At a CrossFit class, my leggings ripped in the crotch area. We had a rope climb, so I tied my sweatshirt around my waist and finished out the class. Bro, that's what I'm talking about. You finished out the class, but man, leggings rip and you gotta do rope climb. That's tough, but I'm proud of you for finishing out.
That's a boss move. Good job, girlfriend.
Good job, girlfriend.
I work at a gym, and the level of everyone sleeping with everyone else is wild. Just watching the tea from afar.
What?
You know, I believe that.
You know what?
That's how healthcare is, dude. I heard some stories.
What?
And I see, like, no. I will see people that I know are married, and the scrub tech or the other nurse or whatever will come up and, like this was a guy I'm talking about. And then the female was, like, came up and, like, wrapped her legs around him, giving him a hug. And I was like, holy cow, this dude is married.
Oh, no.
I'm just, not, yeah.
That makes me sick to my stomach. That's crazy, though. I have seen, like, a couple people at the gym where they're, like, way too chatty or flirty, and, like, I know that's not their wife or I know that's not their husband, and I'm like, how does this... You guys are at the gym. Do you know the couple people I'm talking about at the old gym we used to go to?
Yes.
There was, like, a group of three or four, and I'm like, none of y'all are married, but you work out every single day for, like, 2 to 3 hours.
Wait,
every
all
day.
Of them are married, you mean?
They're all married, but
yes.
Not to each other.
Oh, that,
like,
okay.
All
yeah,
their
no,
significant others are never at the gym at the same time. I'm like, that? Little sus. Okay. Today, my old man. Oh, today I was like. Okay. Today, my old man gym stalker creepily watched me do hip thrusts through a window. That's an L. I'm sorry for that. I always have like a shirt or something to just tuck if I'm feeling a little too many stares. You know what I mean? Too many stares.
You know what's so awkward is if you like lock eyes. Yeah, just like lock eyes with them.
Bro, that's
and if he bad. If he then keeps staring, that's a dangerous person. So I would
they have no shame.
I would call for backup.
Okay. Next one says, I shot my shot with a gym manager and he never texted me. We just pass by each other now. Oh, you know what? You shot your shot though,
man. You know what? You never win the lottery without a ticket.
Amen.
So.
Oh, here's another fart one for you, Darian.
These are my favorites. The totally awkward fart mid-squat kills me. Always got to pretend it wasn't you. Unless it's like, unless it's just like ear piercing. Then it's like, everyone's going to look. Okay, squats never get me. I don't know how squats is always the thing. It's the decline squat for me. If anyone...
Decline abs.
If anyone gets like intestinally destroyed by the decline ab machine, where you lock your legs in at the top, you like, yeah, between the like two cylindrical paddings, and then you do a decline.
We know.
I'm explaining that way too much. I just want one person to like DM you and be like, I relate.
They okay. Probably will. There's a guy I hate because he never re-racks his weights and it's always like 300 pounds. Bro, my least favorite person in the gym too. Ooh, I feel that. Okay, another one is
you should like take off one of them. No, nothing dangerous. Don't hurt him. Definitely prank him though.
No, I don't condone this.
No, I do. You know why? Because people that don't re-rack their weights are the same people that don't put their shopping carts back and then the shopping cart like rolls into your car or into a small child knocking them onto the ground. Like, you know how dangerous that is? That kid can now not walk and there's another car coming and could get run over.
This just escalated.
No, so those are the same type of people that don't re-rack their weights. So please prank them.
Okay. Okay, that was deep. That was deep. This next one says, back squats are my least favorite exercise. Truthfully, I low-key have felt that way before, but until I fixed my form, like I kind of like them again. But I do, they're hard. And another one is, I hate wiping down my equipment. I also, the extra effort some days, I feel that.
But if you see sweat, you've got to do it. But if there's no sweat, I have a hard time too sometimes. I'm not going to lie.
Skincare from the sea. You got that right. I'm introducing you to the brand Osea. If you have not heard of them yet, this company is called OSEA. It stands for Ocean, Sun, Earth, and Atmosphere. And it is an amazing skincare and body care company. This company is vegan and cruelty free. They're climate neutral certified and ocean positive. It is a clean beauty company. It checks all of the boxes. I love these products so much. I actually gave some away to some of you for the local event so that you could try them as well. Some of the favorite ones that I use are the body oil and lotion, and then I also love the hyaluronic serum and the ID Puff serum. And every time I use them, I feel so luxurious. They also have a few gift sets that are going on for Mother's Day, which is really fun. They have a Glow and Go facial set and then a Golden Glow body set. I'm definitely going to get my mom one of these. I just don't know which yet. So go ahead and treat yourself or your mom to the everyday spa experience that you deserve. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code FUNGAINS at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head over to OSEAMalibu.com and use code FUNGAINS for 10% off.
Let's see. The first guy I made the first move on is my gym's manager. Tough.
Oh man, we got some gym drama.
That's tough. Oh dude, okay, I gotta read this one now. Not a story, but I don't know why I fart so much at the gym. What?
Okay, so but farts is the underlying confession.
It's concerning. Anyone else? Dude, I just...
What protein powder are you guys on?
I feel like I need to meet these humans.
Darian's feeling so validated right now.
He feels so validated. I feel drawn. There's something in the universe that... No, just kidding.
This is your welcome back to the universe.
All right. You guys, we've got to put fart somewhere in the title.
Bro,
there's at least 7 or 8 of you that just admit to ripping in the gym.
What is wrong? Bro, okay. This one says, I am the...
just ripping turd clouds.
Yeah, no. And this one says, I am the queen of crop dusting in the gym. No one will ever know it's me. Until we put your name out there.
No, I'm just kidding.
would never. The other one is, I 100% cannot do ab exercises without farting.
There's my validation. Thank you. Wait, I'm going to read her name. I'm not going to say her name. Okay.
Darian feels so validated by you right now.
I'm going to DM you through Brittany's thing.
Oh my gosh. Don't make promises you can't
keep. I'm just going to DM you a poop emoji. Oh my gosh. All right. Cool.
Oh my gosh. That is so funny. Okay. Next one that hopefully doesn't have to do with farting says, infuriates me when people can use a bench that can incline to flat dumbbell press when other strictly flat benches are available. Like, let people who need incline use it. I feel that.
Now, I will say,
if it's like an empty gym and like there's 3 flat benches and you're only doing flat bench work, like, dude, let the incline one be free. I feel that.
But sometimes the flat benches are really short and so your butt's kind of hanging off. No, seriously. Not that I'm that tall, but if they're like...
Okay, well, that makes sense. That at least, yeah, like, gives a reasoning as to why, but still, like, if you're doing a flat bench press, like, use a flat bench press, not an incline.
Well, it's the same argument. I know this is way worse. Like,
no,
doing,
but like
doing...
everybody's, you know, entitled to be everybody. This is just a confession. We don't have to argue it. But like, I see both sides. I'm just going to say I see both sides.
I like talking about this, though, because I get to know more about you through talking about this.
Oh, is this the double date?
And portion? You know, I love farting at the gym. So.
Oh, my.
Did you know that about me before?
Yeah, I feel like you've definitely mentioned it on the podcast before that you... pad farted, like, or the ab thing, like, you always, or the time, like, you farted during abs and then, like, you, there was no way you could have pinned it on anyone else because no one had headphones in.
Yeah, there's 100%. It's me and 2 old ladies. Like, like, there is no shot I'm getting away with.
Yeah, you're
it.
Not getting away out of that crop dusting one.
But I didn't do it on purpose. I don't love it. I don't love farting at the gym. I shouldn't say that. Also, okay. Kathy, sorry for saying fart. I know you prefer toot. Also, one of our family friends' mothers growing up, she's from New Zealand, and she used to call them poopy poppers.
No.
Her son's name was Aaron. She said, Aaron, that was a poopy popper, mate.
No.
Go do that outside. Go do that in the garage.
Garage.
All right.
Oh, that's funny. All right. We're going to wrap it up there. There's been a lot of farts and a lot of smelly things on this episode. That is so funny that so many gym confessions were that. We like kept scrolling through and I'm like, majority of these are about the same topic, which is really fun and funny. And again, this is just something to bring us all together. And now you don't have to ever have to feel embarrassed or silly,
dude,
when it comes to the gym. Like,
people are so worried about cameras. The next wave of annoyance is everyone gonna be like, dude, why is everyone farting in the gym?
They're gonna be like, bro, the gym is starting to stank out here. Why is that funny? It shouldn't be funny.
It's a pandemic.
Oh my gosh. Oh, you guys, it's been so fun having Darian on the podcast again. Thank you so much for writing in. I am going to say that we are doing a spooky gym episode again because we got to do it every Halloween. Spooky Gym Stories is coming up in a couple of weeks. So again, you can do the same thing, write in at the email, the podcast email. So that's hello@funandgainspodcast.com. Any spooky gym story, you know, it's really fun. It can be funny gym stories. It can be, you know, creepy. It can be whatever you want for those. We just love reading them. And we had a ton of people want to bring that back this year after having it be such a success last year. So we'll look forward to that.
And you guys, as always, leave a review for the podcast. We're still trying to reach some peeps. We're trying to grow the fam. I know this has changed a lot of you guys' lives. And so we want to do that for more people.
We're just so happy to have you guys here and hope that you liked today's episode.
And we're grateful for you listening.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're the real ones. I freaking love, sorry to go on a tangent. I loved the Gymshark LA event. I haven't been on here since then.
Oh my gosh. You have to give the recap of that.
Oh man. Should we put this in the beginning?
No, just do it now. That's
okay.
Fine.
Okay. I loved meeting all of you. It was so fun because, like, I got to feel a little bit famous. I know it sounds stupid, but just hear me out. You know, just hear me out. I got to feel kind of flattered that people even knew who I was. Mostly it was because of Vinny, though. I was walking, like, through the line to, like, talk to security because I had this little VIP badge or whatever because I'm with Brittany, you know, got to feel all cool. And I was like, hey, like, where do I go? And as I was walking by everyone in the line, they were like, Vinny, Darian. And there was a few. It wasn't, like, eruption of chaos, but, like, there was enough people there where I was like, dude, this is cool. And then I, like, got to meet a few more people as well.
No, it was so cool.
It was awesome. Meeting the athletes was awesome.
Yeah.
Loved chatting with everyone. So.
That was
I would name names, but I don't want to single anyone out. But there was a lot of people I just loved chatting with and getting to know.
So. For sure. It was a really cool experience. I was able to give a little bit of a recap on the podcast. And I talked a little bit about you being able to also meet people, which I think was really special. And for us, like, a lot of times I do look at other people out there online. And Darian and I really do have kind of an insane life. So for you guys to be able to even be here and listen and just to share your time with us, it means so much. And we're so, so grateful for you guys. And yeah, that was such a once in a lifetime experience to be able to do that with you and Vinny. And you guys are just so nice and the best. And someone gave Vinny the Gengar. Like, it was just so fun. Like,
yes, Gengar girl, shout out to you. No, it was a guy. It was a guy.
Yeah.
He was so dope.
I'm the one who was like, yo, you got Gengar? I was like, that's cool. And then he was like, yeah, do you guys want it? He like gave it to me and Vinny. And I was like, yeah, this is cool.
Wait, that's
it was
sick.
So fun. The whole thing was just top tier. That I do have a YouTube vlog up of that to see a little bit more behind the scenes for whatever footage I got there. But yeah, truly, we're just so thankful for you guys for being here. Hope you guys have the best week and are enjoying fall, all of the seasonal things. Even talking back to last episode, like, try to be present in the moment, enjoy this season of life that you're in and fall. So with that being said, thanks for being here and we'll talk to you all next week for some more fun and games. Bye.
Later.
You're listening to the Fun and Games podcast with your host, Brittany Lupton. Thanks for listening to another episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast, and we'll see you all next time for some more fun and games.
Bye.